The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, I wanted to talk a little bit about generosity. There is a Zen story from China of a student who asks a Zen teacher, "What is the gate of Zen? What's the gate way of Zen?" And the teacher says, "Generosity." And why I like this so much is that a gate is a gate into something and out of something. So the gate of Zen, the gate of Buddhism, being generosity, means that the gate into Buddhist practice is generosity, and the gate out of it, the way out, the expression of it, the consequence of it. And somehow generosity, I think, is such a beautiful aspect of practice. It supports practice, and classically in Buddhism, there's an understanding that generosity lays at the foundation of all a Buddhist practice. It's one of the first virtues that's taught to people and trained in. And that, but generosity is also the natural expression of someone who's awakened, of the awakened heart. That someone becomes freer, they become also less greedy, they're more generous, they're more open, they're more, and the kind of natural expression is to be generous. And so these beautiful qualities, and as people mature in practice, there's kind of a morphing or kind of a gradual unfolding from practice, generosity being a practice, to generosity being an expression. And at different phases of a person's life, different ones of these, that spectrum takes prominence. But sometimes it's useful to see generosity as a practice. It's a mindfulness practice. It's a heart-opening practice. It's a practice that establishes our relationship to other people. And in that, generosity is understood to be the foundation of Buddhist practice. It's useful to think that the foundation then is creating healthy relationships to other people or to others. Sometimes when people start Buddhism through meditation practice, they forget about the relational part because they close their eyes and it's all about themselves. But if you start with generosity as your foundation, then you start creating this strong understanding that you do your practice in relationship to other people and in relationship to having healthy relationships to other people. So it's a lot of mindfulness. It creates healthy relationships. It opens the heart. It also teaches you a lot about yourself because it's not easy to be generous sometimes. And when you take on generosity as a practice, it means that you are beginning to explore when to be generous when you might not want to be. Or it might occur to you to be generous, but something inside of you resists it. Fear, sense of lack, scarcity, a variety of things come into play. And so, well, you know, you have an impulse to do something nice for someone, but you say, no, I can't do that. The person's a stranger, or I can't do that for a stranger, or if I do that, something will happen, or whatever. Or I need that thing for myself. And so there's a lot of our attitudes, our feelings, our attachments come into play when we stretch ourselves to act more often on the impulse to be generous or to look to be generous in situations maybe you normally wouldn't have been generous in. Not because there's a duty to be generous, but because you're interested in understanding yourself better. You're interested in maybe finding how to stretch your heart, stretch your generosity in some new way. So a very important part of the practice of generosity is how it teaches us about ourselves. When we do it that way, it's very important to whatever we learn about ourselves, we don't use it to beat ourselves up. They say, oh, how terrible I am that I'm not generous. But just use it as a kind of way to learn, to stretch, to be challenged, to open up, to use it as a way of establishing better relationship to the world around you. Many years ago, I read a beautiful story of some tribe. I think somewhat some tribe in the mountains of the Philippines that didn't have much contact with the modern world. And apparently they relied a lot on dreams. Every morning they woke up, they would tell their family their dreams and share their dreams. And dreams was a big part of this culture. And the practice in this little society was that if someone they knew came in a dream and was scary or angry or was a difficult kind of relationship in the dream, then when they woke up in the next day, they would go and bring a gift to that person. And there's something very significant about symbolic and interpersonally about bringing gifts to people for whom maybe somehow the unconscious psyche has some difficulty with, or they represent some difficulty in your mind, even if there's no real difficulty in life, but they represent something. That something, you know, maybe it's not for their benefit that you're giving the gift, but it's for your benefit, because the unconscious works sometimes in these symbolic ways, and symbolically giving a gift makes a difference. As we practice generosity, one of the guidelines that I think is really helpful is to give in such a way that you feel lighter and happier. Don't give in such a way that you feel burdened and feel kind of depressed by the fact that you gave because, you know, duty or something. Because if you give that way, then it's not really generosity. And the practice in Buddhism is to cultivate generosity, not to cultivate a capacity to give. There are people who can give quite freely. Say you're phenomenally wealthy, and you can just give, you know, but it doesn't mean that you're being generous. Generosity involves a spirit of openness, spirit of caring for someone, or kind of a joy or delight in the idea of supporting someone, giving to someone, bringing joy to someone, doing something for someone else. So in part of the practice of generosity, again, there's no obligation to do this, but the practice of generosity is to search for where's the joy, where's the lightness that comes from it, where's the delight. If there's no delight and no joy, if you take it on as a practice, that gives, you should be happy that you feel burdened by it. Because it gives you a chance then to turn your attention and understand what's going on that you feel burdened. What's the limitations? What's going on? Try to understand yourself better. And then are there ways, genuine ways, that you can do it so that it brings joy and happiness? So then, as this continues, hopefully you will find yourself being more generous. You find yourself more, less clinging to things, less greedy, and more able to let go of things in a beautiful way. The idea of generosity is that generally we're generous in situations where it's not expected that you should give anything to someone. If it's expected, I don't know if it can really be generous. But there's no expectation for you to give, but it occurs to you to give. And so with time, your ability, this expression, this motivation of generosity becomes stronger. And with that comes the capacity to let go. And so the Buddhist word, the Pali word for generosity is chaga. And chaga has two meanings. Sometimes it's translated into English as generosity, and sometimes it's translated into English as letting go or renunciation. Some people feel kind of get a little bit concerned that the word for generosity also means letting go or renunciation, relinquishment. But the idea is that you're generously or happily relinquishing, giving away something you're not expected or obligated to give, but that you open-handedly you're passing it on as opposed to holding on tight. And the joy part of generosity has a lot to do with feeling the joy of that open-handed releasing, of giving away, of giving. And that relinquishment, that open-handed giving away, is closely connected to liberation, awakening, because liberation and awakening in Buddhism is the letting go of clinging, the letting go of the limitations, the tightness, the constriction by which we're living. And generosity is the movement away from that to open up. There's a flip side of generosity, is that we can also be the recipients of generosity, recipient of other people's generosity. It's a beautiful thing to graciously, openly, be willing to receive someone else's goodwill gifts, someone else's generosity. When you realize how beautiful it is to be generous, you would never want to stop someone in their generosity. It's a beautiful thing. You give them a gift, allowing yourself to be the recipient of it. If you say, no, I'm not worthy, or don't do that, or I'm afraid that now I'm going to be obligated to you or something, then you actually in some ways interrupt that flow of beauty in them. So part of being generous is to also be willing to receive generosity. And as we feel more receptive and open, perhaps there's many more gifts in our life than we're aware of. I got a little lesson from this when I read something by Thomas Merton, a Catholic monk, who, when he wrote about Buddhism, he said, the open begging bowl of the Buddhist monk and nun is symbolic of being open to the gifts of the world. Because a monastic, when they go out into the world with their open begging bowl, they don't ask, and they don't pick and choose what gets put in their bowl. They just go out available for the gifts that come their way. And for Thomas Merton, that was a symbolic of just being open, being receptive, available to all the gifts that are coming into our life all the time. And I think that as people develop in practice, relax, as you become more present, it seems really amazing how much is here to support our life, how many gifts are here coming all the time. And so the gate of Zen is generosity. We go in, we go out, and also in that gate, we receive. Who knows what'll come in through your gate of generosity if you're open and present in this wonderful world of ours. So, thank you. Those are my thoughts on generosity. And may you experiment a bit with generosity. There's a wonderful practice to do around generosity, and that is to take not a lot of cash, but a significant amount. And when I first heard of this practice, the suggestion was $20. And during the week that you carry this $20 in your pocket, figure out someone who you'd like to give it to. Some way that it can be done, offered generously to the world. And $20 is enough maybe to kind of like, see what happens as you go around with that exercise. So thank you.